Perhaps no public man in the English-speaking world, in the last century, was so widely and intensely known as Charles Dickens. From his 18th year, when he won his first success in journalism, down through his series of brilliant triumphs in fiction, he was more and more a conspicuous figure, living in the blaze of an intense publicity. He met everyone and knew everyone, and was the companion of every kind of man and woman. He loved to frequent the Caves of Harmony, which Thackeray has immortalised, and he was a member of all the best bohemian clubs of London. Actors, authors, good fellows generally, were his intimate friends, and his acquaintance extended far beyond into the homes of merchants and lawyers and the mansions of the proudest nobles. Indeed, he seemed to be almost a universal friend. Dickens was a jovial soul. His books fairly steam with Christmas cheer and hot punch.